Good evening, everyone. This is Joan.
And this is John. Well, welcome back, everybody, to Seated of the Divine, Level 4, Session 12, September the 10th, 2019. Of course, we are very pleased to have you all join us this evening for this very important pre-conference session. Now, before we get started, we've got a few announcements here that I'd like to go over. We will have another pre-conference call next Tuesday evening, September the 17th, at our regular time. Melena will join us, and we will discuss some important points about the conference. Following this, we invite you to join us in an open discussion. Time is short, and anyone who is planning to attend the conference this year but is not already registered will need to let us know by September the 16th. So put that on your calendars. Or, you are already registered, you don't have to worry about it, like most of you are. Now, this year's conference, of course, will be another unique experience. What's new? The energetics are already building, and I'm sure many of you have already noticed and felt them. A special sacred space will be created beginning after our meet and greet session on Thursday evening. Many members of our crucible who guide us will set the fifth, sixth, and seventh dimensional frequencies during the night so that our conference room will be vibrating at those dimensional frequencies. We will be required as the human members to hold this vibration throughout the 3 days. Now, because of this, we ask that you only bring your personal crystals into the conference room to absorb the extensive dimensional frequencies of the conference. These personal crystals can include your Arkansas crystals, Andaras, or other crystals that you regularly use in your personal space. Any other crystals or items that you intend to share or sell need to be kept in your room. All monetary transactions must be done also from your rooms. If you are interested to just share any item, that can also be done in the public areas on the first floor or outside. This way, our meeting space is kept pristine and continually vibrate at the required dimensional frequencies. We know that you can see and feel the need for such a definition within our space. If you will be arriving Thursday and plan to attend our meet and greet, bring your personal items and place them on the tables that will be provided. Pick up your name tags at that time, and in this way, you will begin your preparation for the conference Friday morning. All of the physical logistics will have been taken care of, and we will talk about this in more detail next week. Now, tonight, we will start with our summary meditation from Archangel Gabriel, followed by a short review. Metatron has asked that this review concerns the unification process as he plans to expand on that this evening. Joan will then channel Lord Metatron, and the evening will close with him presenting an energetic meditation. So, let's all take a deep breath and assist Joan in bringing forth our dear friend, Archangel Gabriel.
Greetings. It is I, Gabriel. We are all gathered this evening in great anticipation when shortly we will gather together to put in place another level of the sixth and seventh dimensional frequencies of the light templates, and much care has been taken this year in the sequence of teachings that we have guided you in, so that the precision of the energetics has been set in place in a very dynamic way. This year's conference, again, will be unlike any other conference that you have experienced in Seating of the Divine thus far. So we are excited at this potential. So now take a deep breath. Let go of all the thoughts and events of the day. And breathe in love. And as you exhale, exhale light. The light that you are, that magnificent light. Now breathe in light from the source of your being, and exhale love. Take another deep breath. And be very conscious in this moment of yourself in your light body. Feel the consciousness of the light body. Feel the energetics of the light body. Now, activate your Merkaba field, a beautiful vehicle of light. And feel that light. Feel the presence of you in your light body in the Merkaba vehicle of light. Notice how it amplifies the light body. Also notice how the light body further activates the Merkaba vehicle. They have a unified purpose and are dependent on the functioning simultaneously of each other. You had not noticed this previously. So now begin to notice that these two important energetic functions of you as a divine being function in a unified, simultaneous action. Be very conscious during this session, beloveds. Do not allow yourself to wander. Do not allow your energetics to bear from this state of consciousness. Be very present, very conscious. Of each energetic positioning that you will be guided to recognize. The energetics of you in your light body, in your fifth dimensional Merkaba field, is operating very specifically in that fifth dimension. The entire focus will to be to keep in your conscious awareness that fifth dimensional state of alertness and being. Take another deep breath. Be very present. Be conscious and alert. Another deep breath. And let us begin.
Thank you, Gabriel, for that wonderful way to open our session this evening. We thank you very much. Now, for a short review. The Grani technique that we were given before has two parts. Now, of course, Metatron told us that one part engaged the first four chakras and the second part engaged the elementals of the earth. The second part also is where you engage your soul star. Through this activation, your body consciousness was amplified so it could begin to create a stable fifth dimensional state of consciousness. It also helped you deal with triggers so that they can be brought back into a refined frequency range and therefore controllable. We were given a third part to this meditation practice. It became a unification practice that is no longer referred to as a grounding technique. Metatron also refreshed our memory about the inner earth community. Of course, he mentioned the first level of this inner earth is made up of the Telosians. They are the most human-like, and they always held and hold the fifth, sixth, and seventh dimensional consciousness. It is beneficial for us to draw our energy from them. Now, the second layer is the Lemurians, who operate at the 8th, 9th, and 10th dimensions. They are related to the Hawaiian culture and are considered beautiful beings of light. The third level is occupied by a group called the Luminaries, who were the first to come to Earth in that unified expression of source energy. They operated far beyond the 12th dimension and were here during the Golden Age. When the Earth declined, they had to leave so as not to become contaminated. They returned to Earth after 11-11-11 because the Christian Matrix was returned then. They descend in brief periods so that humans could use some of their refined energy in their transformational process. Now, of course, and finally, there is the fourth level that is made up of the Andara Collective. Their main responsibility is to hold the Christed matrix at the 12th dimensional level and in the center of the Earth, as well as in the Earth solstar. Metatron felt it was very important to recognize that these communities operate for a specific purpose and are part of the Earth's personal solstar. Of course, he then guided us to engage with these communities of light as we dock our personal Earth star into Earth's solstar. Next, we were to unlock the Earth solstar and bring the 12th dimensional energies from the four inner communities up through the bottom of our feet and legs. We were then to continue to bring them up through the first four chakras, where they are to be put into the Sacred Heart, where they are now anchored. The Earth is now helping us transmit this energy along with the inner Earth communities so that your bodies can come online as a fifth dimensional vehicle capable of fully expressing the fifth, sixth, and seventh dimensions. Now, this is all possible due to the opening of the Cosmic Gateway that was opened on the anniversary of 11-11-11. This event signaled a new 7-year sequence in our ascension process. Now, the energetic transmissions over this 7-year sequence will serve us well. This 7-year sequence would have been much more difficult if this all had not been put together. Metatron also cautions that we were never to transmit anything into the Earth solstar. We are only to receive from it. And that's really a short review of our last session. Now, let's all take a deep breath and assist Joan in bringing forth Metatron.
Greetings. It is I, Metatron. I come in the collective consciousness of the Lords of Light. And I come to the forefront to facilitate this session, putting in place specific energetic concepts that will be fully expanded upon in your conference. These preliminary energetics are extremely important placements that we will facilitate as you have prepared yourself well, beloveds, during this past year. So now, take a deep breath. And to begin with, we would like to talk about the importance of that breath. As Archangel Gabriel urged you to stay very conscious and aware during this session, I also reiterate that. Yes, you are capable of holding that fifth dimensional state of energy. But as the energies begin to rise through these various processes that we will be guiding you through this evening, many of you have a tendency to go unconscious. So it is with the breath that we help you to stay alert and very conscious in this process. Do not be concerned if you momentarily lapse into sleep or unconsciousness. It will only require that you re-listen, not read the transcripts, but listen to the recording, because the recording will carry certain sound templates that are very necessary in these energetic processes. So the breath not only helps the oxygen remain stable in the body, where the body, the physical body, has an alertness, a wakefulness, but it is also helpful to the prana of the light body. So the light body begins to receive and be activated at another level. So often throughout this discourse, we will encourage you to take a deep breath, to breathe. So when we ask you this, take a long in-breath and an equally long out-breath so that alertness is maintained. Needless to say, the energetics will not only be stabilized in fifth dimension, but often they will also incorporate sixth and seventh dimensional frequencies. So that said, take one of those deep breaths at this very moment. Now, the first thing that we want to draw your attention to are the axitonal lines, the axitonal light channels. We have done a lot of work with your community in this regard, activating those channels in your physical body. You were told that they lie above the meridian system, and that through certain spin points, they are connected into that meridian system and into the energetics of the physical body. Now, this is not an exercise for the rational mind, but we will give adequate information so that the rational mind is completely satisfied. Your part in this is to stay alert and conscious of the energetics and how they play out in your system, both in your physical body as well as your light body, and all of the energetics that are part of those two bodies. So let us first tell you about this new activation of another series of axitonal light channels. These light channels now relate to a much broader spectrum, and we begin with the channels that are now being activated into the earth itself. Now, this is made possible by the activations that have taken place when you learned to use your Earth soul star and dock it into the soul star of the Earth and draw from the energies of the inner Earth communities. Whether you realized it or not, this was made possible through the axitonal Earth pathways or light channels. Now, these light channels are also part of the ley line structures, just as the meridian system has been part of your physical body's energetic system. The ley lines of the Earth are also part of the Earth's energetic system. And these axitonal light channels lie in close above, but in close proximity to the Earth's ley lines. And they are connected into the ley lines through the axial spin points in various locations throughout the Earth. This is a very important activation. Take a deep breath. Remain conscious and alert. And notice what has just happened through your Earth star docking into the Earth star, and how these axitonal light channels are lit up within the Earth's energetic system. Another deep breath. Just notice the energetics and notice that beautiful series of light channels. Another deep breath, present in the moment. Alert. Now, there is a now that this has been activated into the Earth itself. There is a further activation of those light channels, the axitonal light channels. And that activation extends out into the solar system. Each and every planet is connected through the axitonal light channels. A deep breath, conscious, alert. Notice how those light channels light up within the entire solar system, very much like I just described to you what happened when they were ignited in the Earth's energetic system. So the entire solar system, each planet individually, as well as collectively, are now united by these axitonal light channels. a deep breath, refreshing the physical body's alertness, and increasing the prana within the light body. Notice the energetics that are taking place at this moment in a very unified sequence. Observe. Now, let us continue this activation. The next activation is a galactic activation. So the axitonal lines are extended into the entire Milky Way galaxy, where all star systems and planets become united within that galactic system through the axitonal light channels. A deep breath. Alert. Conscious. The body is alert and very conscious, very aware, energetically and conceptually. Another deep breath, and the light body, prana, is refreshed and alert. Notice the entire physical and light body's energetics at this very moment. Another deep breath. And one more activation of the axitonal light channels. And that activation is outside of the Milky Way galaxy, but in close proximity. We will now connect in through the light channels, the axitonal light channels, to the Andromeda galaxy. This is the beginning entry into that galaxy. A deep breath. Alert. And present. This was a necessity so that more direct communication can take place between the Milky Way galaxy and the Andromeda galaxy. Those transmissions flow much quicker through these axitonal light channels. They are of a much different frequency than the Milky Way galaxy. And this makes them, through these light channels, have a compatibility and an equilibrium that is necessary. Feel that unification taking place at this very moment through these axitonal light channels. They are now extensively positioned. They enhance conceptually and energetically a new unification that is now activated, united with your physical body as well as your light body, enhancing the further activation of the Merkaba vehicle of light. Another deep breath. And another. Breathing in and exhaling. Calm, alert, and very conscious in the fifth dimension, now drawing in frequencies of the sixth and seventh dimensions. A deep breath. Another deep breath. And now we begin another aspect of information, concepts, energetics, in regards to the light body. As you are well aware of, your light body is not fully activated so that the stableness of that fifth dimension is unified. There is still work to do in this area, but it will be much enhanced through these axitonal line activations, incorporating the earth, the galaxy, and the Andromeda galaxy. Now, in previous activations, we have always taken you into the Sacred Heart Center, the consciousness of the Sacred Heart. In that consciousness of the Sacred Heart, we placed your soul star, the higher mind, that is part of universal mind, and many other aspects, always going back to the Sacred Heart Center, where the element of love, that consciousness, resides. Another deep breath. Be in the consciousness of your Sacred Heart. Alert and very aware of the refinement of that Sacred Heart Center. deep breaths. The body is alert. The physical body is alert, present. The light body is aware, alert, and that consciousness is very active at this very moment. Pay attention. Feel the energies of your sacred heart, which is the foundation, an energetic foundation of your light body. It is not part of the physical body. Never has been. We have never discussed this with you because we wanted to acclimate you to the consciousness of the sacred heart. The sacred heart dwells in the light body. It is the energetic foundation of the function of the light body. A deep breath, alert and conscious. In this awareness, feel a different energetic that has come online at this moment in the light body. Feel the difference in the energetics of your light body. Deep breath, and again, another deep breath. Feel the prana as this activation takes place in the light body. Now, one other thing that we want to convey to you in regards to the light body at this time. These axitonal light channels that we just activated to incorporate the energetics of the earth, the ley lines of the earth, also has a great bearing on the crystalline grids of the earth. We extended the activation of the axitonal light channel into the galaxy, the Milky Way galaxy, and we extended it into the beginning entry points of the Andromeda galaxy. Take note of this. These axitonal light channels are all part of the complexity of the energetics of your light body that are now beginning a sequence of new activations. A deep breath, conscious alert and very present. Feel the unification taking place not only on all levels of your energetic system, but the system where the environment of your physicality is created in the earth. How those channels unify you with all parts of the Milky Way galaxy. How they unify you with the entry points of the Andromeda galaxy. How they unify you completely in the light body. And it begin a new activation of your Merkaba vehicle. The Merkaba vehicle has operated in neutral gear since it was first activated. Now, with these activations, that Merkaba vehicle is functioning at a new energetic level, enhancing the function of the light body, and the light body enhancing and the functioning of a fuller spectrum of the Merkaba vehicle of light. You can liken it to an automobile in first gear. All of this is satisfying your rational mind. Nothing to think about. Only be conscious, aware, and know that a great unification has just occurred within your entire system as a divine being of light. Take a deep breath. Notice the brilliance of your light, beloved, in a way that you have never seen that radiance before. Absorb it. Acknowledge it. Be present in it. It will give you great power to stabilize that fifth dimension within your physicality. That stabilization is so important to your ascension process, so that you can always maintain that fifth dimensional state of consciousness. With these activations, this is a huge step up. Now let us take a moment here and be very consciously aware. We have given you a tremendous amount of energetic activations and sequences that has just occurred We have encouraged you to stay conscious and alert at all levels of you. Breathing, consciously breathing. Now let us sit together in unification, each one of you individually, united collectively in your crucible of light, with all sectors that have been connected now, unified through the axitonal activations and light channels. Feel that in your crucible, beloveds. Feel the difference in the energetics of that crucible. Stay alert and stay conscious, because these energetics are very stabilized in fifth dimension. It's the first you've really felt what stabilized fifth dimensional energy feels like. So I want you to sit with me and with the entire complexity of all of the unified members of our crucible and acknowledge your unity, acknowledge the stabilized vibration of fifth dimension. Sit for a moment or two with me now in this stabilized consciousness. Breathing in and breathing out. Breathing in and breathing out. Aware. Alert. Conscious. Deep breath. Now, beloveds, we have one more unification to activate, and that is the unification of the three stargates and the beings within those stargates, unified through your energetic system, unified in the crucible, and the value of drawing in that unification just like you did. Draw in the unification of the inner earth communities. This is equally as valuable. So be alert and conscious as we travel together through those axitonal pathways. With your soul star engaged, your light body engaged, and your Merkaba vehicle engaged. Travel that light channel, that axitonal light channel, into the Arcturian stargates. Ask permission to dock your Merkaba vehicle. And it will be granted. Take a moment. Now, notice the being in this beautiful stargate, very human-like in many aspects, but a little different than you are. They too have stabilized their consciousness and their light bodies in fifth dimension. But many operate at that fifth, sixth, and seventh dimensional, sometimes eighth dimensional level in stability. Many of these beings, there are very varied complexities of a human body. There are many different types of human hybrids in this stargate. They are one of the star systems that have most recently ascended, both physically and energetically, into a stabilized version of fifth dimension. And as I have said before, they have also reached stabilized states of sixth, seventh, and eighth dimension, depending on the individual being. But they are an important asset to humans on Earth. And they will continually transmit their achievement in form in a stabilized fifth dimensional state of the human form. And they will transmit those valuable energetics continually, as they have in the past, but you were unable to fully incorporate them because these axitonal light channels were not fully activated. Now they are. So as these beautiful beings, divine beings of light, continue to transmit this stability and their pathway into a fifth dimensional state, physically and energetically, it will be a much different transmission and receptive point through your light body into your physical body's consciousness. It will be a great asset to you. So receive now from these beautiful light beings of Arcturus as they transmit that fifth dimensional stability at a physical and energetic level. Receive it in gratitude. Give thanks for all of their assistance. A deep breath. Now, undock your Merkaba light vehicle from this stargate. And as you bid them farewell, know that you are forever united as divine beings of light. A deep breath, and let us continue our journey into the Pleiades. There are many stargates here. But as we enter this system, let us enter in the Stargate of Alcyon, where a section of the solar sun resides. Travel now in your light vehicle, your Merkaba vehicle, and dock into Alcyon. Ask permission to dock. It will be granted. Take a deep breath. Be alert and aware and very conscious as you dock into that Stargate of Alcyon. This is where the physical aspects of the solar energy reside. That central sun that relates to the human earth being of light. The energetics of the central sun at that physical level. These great beings, the Pleiadians, are very devoted and to Earth humans, and they have imprinted your DNA since the fall of consciousness, to help you recover the fullness of who you are as a light being. So now in this docking, through the unactivated axitonal light channel, you will continually draw from that stargate further aspects of your physicality as it relates to your Christ consciousness. It will elevate the Christ consciousness at that physical body level and bring it into a unification with the original state of the human earthly body. The activation of this axitonal pathway and the docking that has now occurred provides a channel of transmission that will accelerate the human body's consciousness enabling it to stabilize in that fifth dimension. Take a deep breath here. Be very conscious in this moment and what has just occurred. Be in gratitude and give great thanks to the Pleiadian Consortium as you become more united with this Stargate system. And now, undock your Merkaba vehicle from this Stargate again, extending your gratitude as you are unified completely with this consortium in your crucible. They are part of your crucible. Now take a deep breath. Be very conscious in the moment. Be very centered in your light body. Be aware of a new activation that has occurred in these last two activations of that Merkaba light vehicle. How well it went from Stargate to Stargate with a fully engaged fifth-dimensional light body. Sit in this consciousness. Breathe it in. Be very conscious. And we'll take a moment here to rest in these extensive energetics. Now one more stop, beloveds. Direct your Merkaba vehicle to dock in this Sirius star system, in Sirius B. You have docked there before. And the Sirians are awaiting your arrival. Ask permission to dock your Merkaba vehicle in that Sirius B Stargate. And of course, it is granted. And you are greeted with much joy. Be aware that this activation of the axitonal light channel enhances your unified presence with the Sirian star system. And they are in great joy and receive you in open arms, united with you in the crucible in ways that you have never felt when you docked into Sirius B in last conference. This unification of the three stargates brings a whole new level of consciousness into the crucible, into each individual member of the crucible, uniting forever, all present at this very moment. The Arcturians, the Pleiadians, the Sirians, and the human earth beings united in the element of love and in light. Great magnified light. Take a deep breath. Be very conscious in this moment. Direct your Merkaba vehicle to come back to Earth and dock in the Earth at this very moment. Dock into your Earth Star, very grounded, but very expanded through the consciousness of your sacred heart within your light body. Notice the difference at this very moment in your energetics. There is no interference, and the light that you contain is luminous and brilliant. The consciousness, the unification of all parts of your system and all parts of the galaxy have been achieved in this session. The unification that is held within your crucible of light is extensive. This session has been quite extensive and layered, but oh, beloved being, so necessary that all of these things be in place and activated and functioning as you enter the conference. We have taken great care in bringing you to this very conscious moment. Now take another deep breath. Be alert, conscious, and feel your vibration and frequency of light. A beautiful, whole new energetic system coming into place. Now, before we close this session, I want you to be very aware of the unified presence that you have access to within the galactic system within your crucible, within you, within your light body, and within your physicality. There is no doubt at this moment that you are anything but Christ's light. Feel that in your crucible, where you support each other in that highest frequency of source energy. Now we urge you to re-listen to tonight's recording on more than one occasion and receive again the energetics brought through the sound currents that will provide not just sound that the physical ear doesn't hear, but will also provide colors. Magnificent light colors that are a part of this whole complexity. So re-listen and acquaint yourself with every part of this newly initiated light system. We thank you for your participation. And with that, beloveds, we are ecstatic at what you have just accomplished. So we will close this session and allow you to absorb, integrate, and become familiar with the new activated levels of yourself. Blessings, beloveds. Blessings.
Blessings.